What's up?
Does anything change when you move indoors, Vince?
No, not from a structure standpoint, but as a player, the players like it because it's faster. You know, it's obviously no wind, it's not wet, the footing's great. So for players, they like it. It's a change up for those guys.
Vance, have you made a decision on who's going to start on Thursday?
Which position?
Quarterback, sorry.
Quarterback position. Yes, it's going to be Trevor. It's going to be Trevor first. Well, he's been first out all spring and all training camp. You know, I think Trevor's earned that much, you know, to be the first guy out.
Does that indicate he's in a slight lead?
No, guys. No. He's first out. He's been first all training camp. He's been first out all spring. Okay, it's an open competition. The games matter. The games start Thursday. So I want to get to the game so we can get to the bottom of this, right?
Will Paxton start the next game then?
Absolutely. Right. That's been our deal, right? One day Trevor plays, the next day Paxton plays, and in between practice they would rotate drills. So the following week versus San Fran, Paxton will start.
Do you have any idea how much you want each of them to
play? I'm not sure, but it's gonna be more than most starting quarterbacks would play the first couple weeks.
Will they each get reps with the first team, or will Trevor just be with the first team this time and then Paxton solely with the first team?
Well, that's a good question. It's going to be a mix of both. You know, obviously, when the first guy leaves, we're going to keep some ones in just to keep the offense intact so the guy can play his best. So to answer your question, yes, they'll be in with ones and twos.
Vance, Don Baylor, Rockies manager, died this morning. You were around, weren't you, when those Rockies first started
out
when they were drawing 70,000 a night and wildly popular?
Yeah, I was in Boulder. I mean, he was obviously the first manager of the Rockies and took him to a playoff appearance. I mean, so that's a big deal around here. You know, I mean, he made baseball relevant, and obviously now, I mean, it's a franchise that's a real franchise now in baseball.
What went into putting Garrett Bowles as the number one left tackle on the depth chart?
Well, you know, we've watched the spring. We watched the first 2 weeks of training camp, and he's played well. You know, and you know, in my opinion, he's earned the right to start the game. And that being said, you know, we're still competing there with Dono and Ty, but he's played well enough to start the game on Thursday.
Does that mean he's going to see the first team reps in practice fully, or are you still going to kind of rotate?
Well, the start of camp, he's been the first guy out, you know, and we've rotated Donald some there and Ty some there, so that won't change our rotation during practice.
Brendan Langley, second corner ahead of Lorenzo.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it's going?
Well, right now. And again, the games will, you know, will make a determination of who moves up or who moves down. But watching practice from the spring to now, you know, he's right now the, I would say, the second corner, the second right corner.
What's he done well? Usually that doesn't happen for a rookie to jump over an established guy this soon in the camp.
Right.
He must be impressing you guys.
And I would say this about the depth chart, guys. I mean, it's a starting point. Those two guys are competing, you know, for that fourth corner spot, which is a big deal for our football team. They won snap from being a starter on sub. What went into that, you know, the spring drills, the training camp practices thus far, that's what's determined that he's ahead of him right now. But Doss has played really well. He's made a lot of plays, and Langley has a long way to go as far as learning what to do as an NFL corner. So it's open, you know. The depth chart was a must. I had to put someone there, you know. So whoever I would have put there, it would have been questioned. So it's just part of the process, you know. The final depth chart will be out versus the Chargers. That's the one that really matters. The rest, guys, I mean, it's a depth chart. Someone has to go first or second or third.
What about a tight end, Virgil? Is that significant in terms of how he's played? Or I know the tight ends get used differently.
Mm-hmm.
Derby's more receiver.
Yeah.
How should we interpret that?
Well, Virgil's been solid, but that's a position where it's a weird deal with a depth chart, because when you're in two tight ends, who's the starter? When you're in three tight ends, who's the starter? Okay. You know, when you're in sub with Roby, is he a starter or not? So it's just situational football. It's part of our package. So tight end-wise, they're all starters. Roby is a starter. You know, so that's where the depth chart can get a little sticky.
One more.
Yeah, absolutely.
I really don't mean to go on everything.
No, no, go.
A running back.
Mm-hmm.
Booker.
Yeah.
Even though he's out, get some second team love and Jamal.
Right.
At third. Could you just
we place the guys that are injured in the spot they would be in if they wasn't injured. So Book finished the spring as number two. He had a hell of a spring. Bush was pushing to be the top guy. You know, so he is still number two. He's going to return probably, week one or two, during the regular season. But right now he's two on the depth chart, but obviously he's not playing, so he can't be two. That's my point with the depth chart. So it's just a starting point for our football team to know who's slotted where, but he won't play an entire preseason. So is he two or
Jamal?
Not? Will Jamal? Yes, he will. Yes, he will. We have a plan for Jamal. I won't reveal that yet, but he's going to play in the preseason. He will. Well, we drafted him to be our punt returner, but you never know, about guys until they get here. I mean, he's a mature guy. He's obviously very, very explosive as far as a movement player. He catches the ball well, and that's the first trait you want with a punt returner, a guy who can secure the catch. His run ability is obvious. So he's the guy right now because he was drafted for that position. He's proven he can do it. And I feel really good about Isaiah being that guy.
How's Cody Latimer responding to kind of the challenge of all the competition at the number three and also on kickoff returns?
He's responded positively. I mean, he's worked hard. As a gunner, first of all, I mean, he can be an all-pro gunner. He's so big and fast. That's a huge deal to have two receivers with Latimer and Fowler as dominant special teams players. That's rare. As a third receiver, he's competing. And again, if we're in three receivers, who's the starter? We're in four receiver sets, which we are going to be. Who's the starter? We're going to have a five receiver set. Who's the starter? So those guys all have their role, who plays where. That'll happen in the future.
You brought in Stephen Ridley 10 days ago. It just seems like every day he's doing something positive. Is he even better than you guys imagined?
Well, he's healthy. I'm not surprised that he's shown the ability to be a real player. I mean, he rushed for 1,200 yards in the NFL. We've only got two guys in the room that's done that. That's Ridley and Jamal. So I'm not surprised that he's playing well. I mean, he's a veteran player. He's been with the Patriots. That's the standard. So he knows what it looks like as far as work ethic and being engaged every day. So I'm not surprised at all.
Where does it stand on some of the injured guys? Todd Davis, Watson. Mm-hmm.
Menelik, he'll be back tomorrow, and he should play Thursday. Todd, with the sprained shoulder, he probably won't play against Chicago, just being smart with Todd. T.J. Ward won't play against Chicago. As of now, that's pretty much it. I can kind of give you more tomorrow on who's playing, who's not.
Coach, last week you said today was a training camp practice. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow's on to Chicago.
Sure.
What does that change in terms of the practice?
Well, it changes the scripts. It's Mike's work in Chicago's defense, and Joe's work in Chicago's offense, and Brock's work in Chicago's team. So it goes from working against Mike and Joe to working against the Bears' offensive defensive units.
Okay, thank you, Coach.
All right, guys. Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right.